Oh, hello, Terry. It's Marion Hill, John Hill's wife. Hi. Oh, not bad. Thank you. Having traumas with the skin graft, but I guess it's okay. But yeah, I could actually. I took a photo of it yesterday after I'd. Very troublesome getting the soft, I don't know what you call it, bandage, not a, but the one you cut to the size of it, like a, and getting it off. And even though I put Vaseline on the, oh yeah, I've done that. I did that. I had to, it took about, I reckon it took about half an hour nearly to soak it all off. It was really stuck on, and because there's a scab sort of all the way around it on the outside. The graft on his nose, where the it's the size of that. I know the other one's okay, the donor side. That I haven't even looked at that. I mean, I have, but it's that's okay. Also, I wanted to know about Friday when he's John's coming in for 4:15 to see Dr. Ross. He's going to do the margins. Can on his arm? He said he's got a melanoma. Dr. Ross said he's got a melanoma, and he's going to do the margins, I think. Now, I don't know whether he's going to have to go into the into the hospital surgery, unit, or whether he's going to do it in his room. I don't really know the procedure. I don't. On the left arm, there was, well, I don't think, oh, I think that's what he said. They all came back either, I think there was two SCCs and all the rest were BCCs, apart from this one on his left arm, which he said was a melanoma, and he's only taken 1 millimeter, and he didn't realize that it was a melanoma until the reports came back. So I thought he was going, he said, oh, you might have to take 5 or 10. I'm only just remembering what he said, and it's. Oh, okay. So he's not going to do it next week. Oh, well, if it was urgent, he needs to have it done sort of. I don't, this is where we're really not sure. We saw David on Friday. We went there at 1:30, I think it was, or 1:15, something like that. And he took some of it because he's got to take more stitches out. He did take the ones out in the ear. There are more stitches to come out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's dry now, like it's hard, sort of. Yeah, I've got that. Yeah. They are, if they all work out, because there's a word there that says it may assist in doing something. Well, I found that it didn't exist. I love that. It may. I love that. was pretty good. It's, but I, oh, yeah, it's just that when you do it all the time, you know exactly. And when you don't, when it's the first time or second time, because I've done it before, it's John's face, but it's I know he didn't want the scab, so I remember last time you said, oh, don't, because of the infection you get underneath the scabs, but the scab's only on the perimeter of the circle. It looks pink. Yeah, but should I be getting rid of all that those scab that's around the perimeter? I'm scared it's going to wreck the thing. No. Oh, for goodness sake, no. That's in the middle. That's in the middle, but it's just the edges that are on. So I should still keep washing it every day. Yeah, I'm using that the green palm olive, I think, or whatever. With David, I saw him use it. Yeah. Oh no, I'm not using that. Oh no, I just used exactly what I saw David use the first time. I can imagine what he's thinking. Okay. Oh, I'm sure. Better than nothing, I suppose. Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know. Yes, and hopefully. Anyway, thank you very much. Yeah, well, they do it at our local doctor's. It's just down the road from us. You know, you walk there. And they have nurses there. Then I worried about whether the nurse would know what she, I suppose she would not be doing. Okay, well that was my fallback. If I needed to, I'd go to the fever nurses up at the clinic. Clean. Yeah, and you feel like, you know, this is to the uninitiated, you feel like if you clean it, it's going to delay it, you know, but that's not true. Try and keep the scabs down. It formed the scab when I first took the one from the operation. Yeah, okay, I'll have another go at it. So when I clean it, say today, is it best not to put another gauze bandage on it, you know, a little. Yeah, see, even though I put the Vaseline on it and the Vaseline on the bandage, it's still stuck. Yeah, I did that, but it's stuck. It stuck, not as bad as the first time when I took it off from the surgery. Thicker layer. Yeah. Yeah, put a protective coating over it. So it won't get a scab over the gauze. Shocking business. Okay. Oh, thank you. I'm not a nurse. Okay. Yes. I'm just gonna. I could send you the photo yesterday after I cleaned it, and that all that the pale stuff that you see sort of around the edge, that is healed into a like a scab today. Yeah. Oh dear. Okay. I've got his, have I? Is that? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I have. Yeah. Yeah. Does it look okay? Mmm. That's a good idea. That's right. Yes. Yes or no? Okay. That's quite clear. Okay. Yeah. All right then. Thank you, Terry. Much appreciated. Thank you. Bye.